I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As the Browns continue on OTAs, we're going to welcome on Browns running back Stump Mitchell on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's joining us as part of the National Football Hall of Fame weekend celebration. That's coming up in Canton June 13th through the 15th. It's the third annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony. For more information, tickets, and a list of inductees, those are all available at nhsfootballhof.com. Stump, thanks for waiting, man. We welcome you to the show, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. It's been interesting. You know, we're in kind of this this spot with the Browns where we're not quite sure to expect where we go forward here. I'm just... however much you followed it, coming off 3-14, where should our expectations be with this team going forward?
Well, they had to expect exactly that last year when they made all the coaching changes and decided to bring in some new coaches and implement a new system. And those players returning, most of those guys were injured. Therefore, they didn't have the opportunity to go through OTAs and stuff of that nature. And once the season rolled around, they were way behind. They could not have expected to have a winning season due to those issues.
So you're saying if they would have had a little bit more continuity there, especially with some of the coaches like yourself, it might have gone a different way?
Well, definitely. I mean, even if they had new coaches, the problem with having the new coaches was that the players were injured. So they were not able to participate doing the off season to get ready to try to execute the scheme both in the run game and the passing game that needed. It wasn't fair to the coaches and it wasn't fair to the players either, but it was what it was.
Stump, do you think the Browns are in a better position going into this year than they were last year at this time?
I think, yeah, they're probably in a better position. I would say definitely with Joe Flacco. I would have hoped they would have brought Joe back last year because of all the injuries, the offensive system would have remained the same. The guys would have been in it for the offensive line and the skill guys mostly for 4 years. And the injuries, guys coming back from injuries wouldn't have been as much of a factor. I think now by bringing Joe back, and having the opportunity to be with those guys for the most part that have been in the system or at least played with Joe, I think right now it allows Kevin to go back to calling plays the way he know how to call plays and not have to try to match his wits with Deshaun's or DTR. And I think it'll make for a much better successful season.
We'll get into some of the new running backs on the team in a moment, but Jerome Ford obviously returning. You got a lot of experience with Jerome. He averaged 5.4 yards per carry last year. Like, I think he's really, really talented. Obviously, he's got a specialty to himself, but I think he's really good. Why do people sleep on someone like Jerome Ford as often as they do?
I have no clue, and it's really being both having been a player and also having been a coach in the league for a long time, you really, at every position, you want guys to earn their keep. And it's no question in my mind, Jerome has earned his keep. I hear the talk about the new men that they have there now, Junkins and Sampson. But if you go back and you take a look at what Junkins did this past year, he rushed for 1,060 yards. He had a 5.5 average. That was his senior year at Ohio State. And also Sampson, he had 256 carries for 1,485 yards. He had a 5.8 average. Those are good, okay? But you're talking about Jerome Ford this past year. He averaged over 5 yards a carry. My year in 2023, he only averaged 4-some yards a carry, but he only averaged 12 carries a game. He had 813 yards that year, and he was splitting time with Kareem and also with Pierre. So he only averaged 12 carries in 2023. And last year, he only averaged 7.4 carries a game, and he had over 500 yards. So he's really not getting the opportunity to get in flow to really showcase what he can do. But he's a physical guy when it comes to being a runner. He's elusive. He can catch the ball. I mean, he can do it all. And, you know, it's just not really fair that he don't get the opportunity to be that number one bell cow. There's no question in 2023, if he didn't have to split some time with Kareem and Pierre, he would have rushed for over 1,000 yards.
Stump Mitchell, former Browns running back coach on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. There's been a lot of talk about the team's going to the Greenbrier twice. There's been a lot of talk about the style of coach that Kevin Stefanski is, and maybe how he runs his camp. And there's a perception, and one, quite frankly, I should just be honest with you, that I tend to believe in, that Kevin runs a lighter camp. And that this year, one of the changes they might make in an effort to go back towards winning is to run a tougher camp. Can you speak to that in terms of, you know, kind of the shape of Kevin Stefanski camps as opposed to maybe other places you've been?
I wouldn't say running a lighter camp or a heavier camp has anything to do with it. I think it's more about how we value and assess the skill set of the guys that we have playing. And if we allow the guy, I say we, I'm no longer there. If they allow the guys to play that show that they have the love for the game, I think they'll be much more successful. And if Kevin tried to do what he do best in terms of calling the plays the way he called plays when he was in Minnesota, the way he used Case Keenum, I mean, if he goes back to that type of guy, they'll be successful because Joe can execute what Kevin can do. Kevin don't need to try to do anything more than he did when he was in Minnesota, and they'll be successful.
So it sounds like you really enjoyed the Joe Flacco, Kevin Stefanski experience. So you think that should be what happens probably week one to start off the season, and you go from there.
Absolutely. It's no question. Not only did I enjoy it, but the guys that were playing, more so than myself or Kevin enjoying it, was the guys that were playing with Joe. I mean, those offensive linemen, even though they were beat up a little bit, they were able to protect Joe. Joe's a bigger guy. He was physical. He could break tackles. He could make things happen. And he was a guy that came out there and just worked his butt off. David Njoku, at back then, Amari, you know, was mm-hmm. there. Those guys, they just had a great connection. Joe is fabulous throwing the ball, and he's a leader. I mean, he's not screaming and he's not yelling, but he's working, and guys tend to want to work for and with him.
Stump, one of the big narratives about the organization is the involvement of Jimmy Haslam, right? This one, the latest one was Jimmy Haslam made Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry draft Shedeur Sanders. When you were with the Browns, did you see any abnormal involvement, or maybe if the Haslams were more involved than other owners around the NFL?
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Phil?
I would say yes. I would say the Haslams were involved in all positives. Anything that those players thought they needed, the Haslams and coaches thought they needed in order to be successful, the Haslams, they provided it. Whether it was players, whether it was equipment, whatever, they tried to give us whatever we needed in order to bring a championship to Cleveland.
So do you feel like the allegations outside of Cleveland of owner interference in individual football decisions, are those unfair?
I would say if someone on that type of business and they're not thoroughly influenced or think someone is going in the right direction, yeah, they have the opportunity to say something. I mean, it's just like a parent and a child. You can see a kid doing something and you know he's going the wrong direction. You want to try to say something. He may be an adult now, age-wise, but that doesn't mean he's doing everything right. I don't think the Haslams interfered because if they did, they would not have allowed Coach Callahan to leave, the best offensive line coach. If you don't allow Coach Callahan to leave, now the offensive system last year, it remains the same, okay? The only way Coach Callahan should have been allowed to leave was if the Titans wanted to give up some draft picks for him, which would have helped make you a better football team. Other than that, Coach Callahan didn't walk out that door. So no, I don't think the Haslams get involved to that extent.
Stump, let me ask you about the reality that Nick Chubb won't be coming back this upcoming season. You mentioned leaders a couple times already in this interview. He's definitely one of them. Do you feel like the Browns should have retained Nick Chubb?
Well, I would say yes, for the simple fact that this injury that Nick had, this foot injury, was not that big of a deal. He overcame the most crucial injury, which was the knee injury. You cannot say just because Nick averaged 3-point-some yards this past season, he wasn't there and he's not ready to return and he can't be productive, because he can. I just took a look at the one-yard touchdown he scored. It's just a change of direction and everything he had to do in order to make that happen on that touchdown run. So he was definitely there. Yes, his average wasn't there because the offensive line, the continuity with those guys were not there. So any other team looking to sign Nick right now, they I can understand why they don't need to sign Nick right now. They know what he's capable of doing. The only thing they need to know is if he's healthy or not. The Browns, I mean, they drafted two running backs. I don't understand that when you need offensive linemen. You got guys coming back, but you also have guys that were coming back injured. So there was more need for an offensive line than a second back, in my opinion.
So when it comes to Nick, do you think Nick can be Nick Chubb again, or do you think he can just be like a really good NFL running back?
I think he can be Nick Chubb. Before Saquon went to the Eagles, he wasn't who he was last year. Derrick Henry wasn't who he was last year. He went to both of those guys went to teams that had a good offensive line, and then they were allowed to do what they can do, and they're successful. So there's no question in my mind Nick can return to being the back that he was as well.
Now, you mentioned
if he didn't think so, he wouldn't do it. It's just like Joe Flacco. Joe is not coming back to Cleveland to play just because he wants to play. He's coming back to play because he knows he can play.
Stump, you mentioned would you say a couple running backs that have gone in new environments and the offensive lines they've had and how much that's been beneficial to them. One of the big questions across the NFL of the past few years is how much an offensive line actually makes the running back be the running back. Do you buy into that philosophy, or is that something that you don't necessarily buy into?
I buy in. There's both things can be true at the same time. If a guy does not have an opportunity, it's not going to happen for him. I mean, you know, there's not a whole lot of Barry Sanders who, you know, he's going to go left and then he's going to come back right. I mean, Barry probably broke more tackles than anybody. But I think everybody else that actually played the game, myself included, you needed some dang on at least air to breathe. You need an opportunity. It's the same thing with the quarterbacks. If they don't get an opportunity to pass the ball, if they're getting sacked all the time, most of the time it's not going to happen for them or for the wide receivers. So those guys, they're crucial. They're important, the offensive line. So are the offensive line coaches. That's why, you know, it was bad to, in a bad business move to allow Coach Callahan to get out of there without getting some draft capital for it.
Stump, we appreciate you, man. You're always give us your honest opinion. And, you know, I think a lot of Browns fans have quite a few fond memories of what you were able to do in your time here. So we appreciate your time and we appreciate you.
All right. Thanks. Go Browns.
All right, go Browns. Stump Mitchell there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Again, the third annual National High School Football Hall of Fame induction ceremony takes place next weekend. It also goes down, as I said, on June 14th in Canton. Tickets and a list of inductees available at nhsfootballhof.com. We'll react to what Stump had to say on multiple fronts in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.